Jones back on the Boss Man Show. My guy J.C. Smith with me over there in Memphis, Tennessee. The man himself, the Essential AF podcast host, Clicks host, Tuesday nights, my man J.C. What's up, bro?
Boss, what's going on, man? Man, what's up with you, man? Everything good?
Everything good, J.C. Summertime in ATL. Vacation is here. You called it, bro. You said the Hawks would not beat the Bucks, and now I'm on vacation until September 27th.
Hey, man, but like you said, man, you know, the Hawks are out, but dude had a hell of a season, amazing season, and they got such a young core. I'm a very dog. He's got such a young core of players, man. Like, they're going to definitely be a threat in Eastern Conference for a long time to come, man.
Well, JC, I got to tell you, the owner said something this week that is very true. We can't pay everybody. So that tells me that John Collins is probably gone because y'all max out Trey Young at 5 years and $170 million. John Collins at 4 years, $125 million. Does that really make the Hawks a championship contender? Do we beat Brooklyn, the Philadelphia, Boston at full strength of Milwaukee, the Knicks with cap space? I think just on paper, without John Collins, we probably number six in the Eastern Conference. You max him out.
You know, yeah.
You tie up the cap. Then you got to think about Reddish down the road, maybe a Hunter, Herder. Then maybe Okongwu gets extended. So you don't want to tie up your cap, $30-some million in John Collins, if he's not going to make you a contender for the championship. And the Hawks don't really want to pay the tax unless we're contending for a championship.
Man, you know, it's tough, man. Like I said, you got to think about John Collins, the money he's going to want. Cam Reddish looked great, you know, in that last game, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to say it's a fluke, but I know Cam Reddish can be very streaky.
Very
you
streaky.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a tough choice the Hawks have to make, man. But they should be a perennial playoff threat, you know what I'm saying, for years to come, man.
No doubt. With JC, some stories for you going to tear you up, brother. The first one I got was from Florida. A Florida man arrested after 1 month of eating Slim Jims at gas stations for free. The man claimed to be corporate and was sent by the regional gym specter.
All right, so guy Florida, and you said my man, he was eating on what now?
Slim Jims at every gas station for free. Claimed he was a corporate regional gym inspector.
All right, he said he was sent by who? Did he say gym inspector?
Slim Jim. He was the gym inspector.
Slim Jim. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, I'm with you now. He's a Slim Jim inspector. All right. Hey, you gotta give him points for creativity, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, yeah. Like, I mean, come on, man. That's creative as hell, man. Slim Jim inspector.
Yes. Yeah, and they bought that for a whole month.
That sounds kind of like you have to pause when you say that. but yeah, that's wild, dude. That's wild. Only in Florida. Only in Florida, man. That's crazy.
And also in Florida, a Florida man arrested for robbery while using his cough as a weapon. I'll give you the virus if you don't give me the money.
Hey, man, you know, like, if you said the story this time last year, that would have held even more precedent, even more weight. You know what I'm saying? Like, could you imagine folks doing, instead of drive-bys, doing cough-bys? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
During last summer, stick-up robberies, cough-up robberies, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you know, damn, I should have thought of that, hell. You know, I could have made all kind of money, hell, just threatening to cough on folks, man.
Exactly.
Man,
an our man is arrested for calling a bomb threat after McDonald's forgot his dipping sauce.
You know, can we talk about McDonald's for a minute? Like, why is it they only want to give you is there like a ration? Is there a shortage going on with sauces, man? Like, you can ask, why is it you can ask Chick-fil-A for unlimited amount of sauces? They give it to you, no problem, right? But you got to order like 100 nuggets you know what I'm saying, to get four barbecue packs. Like, I don't get it. You know, why is it such an abundance of Chick-fil-A and such a shortage with McDonald's, man? I need answers, boss.
McDonald's likes to maximize their inventory. That's the best way I can say it. It's that money, because sauce is a production cost. It's a labor cost. So if they give you too many, that's cutting into that profit margin. So and McDonald's is notoriously cheap.
Yeah.
And McDonald's pays their workers less than Chick-fil-A does.
True.
Now, mind you, I don't eat Chick-fil-A because of their politics.
Right.
Yeah. But McDonald's the same. McDonald's pays their workers less and works them more. Chick-fil-A, you work 6 days a week and you're off on Sunday.
Right. Now, they are going to work the hell out of you them 6 days. But you're right, man. I think all their workers make at least, 15?
Yes.
15 an hour? Yeah. And I think eventually all fast food workers, full-time fast food workers, we eventually make at least 15 across the board. I do believe that. It's coming at some point.
And Chick-fil-A allows you to work 4 to 8 hours.
Yeah.
You can work, you get paid time and a half for the extra day you work on Saturday.
Exactly.
So Chick-fil-A setup is better than McDonald's. Why they have enough money too? Hey.
Yeah.
And plus, the food's better too. Now, when I did eat Chick-fil-A, I will acknowledge it's way better than McDonald's food is.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hell, I have no idea if that's a real burger or something else.
Right. Yeah, I'm thinking about going to Chick-fil-A after I do this with you, man.
Yes.
Yeah. Go give me a nuggets, a salad, or something, man.
Oh, and then I got a cookie, too. Got to get you a cookie or a brownie.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man. Or, hey, if you order on the app, man, I'm telling you.
Yes,
indeed.
Get
the reward points. You're in there, man.
Now, look at this, bro. A man jumped off a United flight during takeoff, blames crystal meth and having to pee his poor decision.
Okay, so they got bathroom on the flight.
Yes.
All right. And so this is like when they're about to get ready to take off.
Yes.
He jumped. How the hell, but they got the doors locked up?
You know, he's on that crystal meth. You know, he had that meth strength.
Yes, that is true. Because crystal meth, you know, I don't know, but I heard, you know, crystal meth strength is just like crackhead strength.
Yes, it is.
You know, it's very, very similar. So, all right, yeah, I can see that. Okay.
Yeah, crazy. Now, back to McDonald's again. Back to McDonald's here. Florida woman, in the middle of a police chase, stops at McDonald's to order some fries, gets arrested in the line. What do you think is going to happen, dummy?
Say it one more time. What happened?
Florida woman in the middle of a police chase, stops at McDonald's to get some fries, gets arrested in the line.
Hey, bro. Hey, all right. Are we going back to McDonald's? Like, we talk about the sauces and all that, but the one thing they do and do well is those McDonald's fries. The McDonald's fries will literally make you stop in the middle of a police chase and pull up. And especially when they hot and fresh, I say that when McDonald's are the fries are hot and fresh, it is just like the goodness of a Krispy Kreme high out the oven donut. You know, when that red light come on a Krispy Kreme?
Yes.
Like that's the same thing with the McDonald's fries. They fresh out the grease, you know what I'm saying? A little light salt, bro. It don't get no better, man, than McDonald's fries, man.
Now, JC, let me ask you, kind of gave me an idea. What is your sandwich of choice? The Burger King Chick-King, the Popeye's chess sandwich, the Wendy's spicy sandwich, the McDonald's new sandwich, or Chick-fil-A's original deluxe? Which one in aisles five are still the one you're going to rock with?
You know what? I'm a traditional. I'm old school. So Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, because I grew up on that. But if I had to cheat on them, it's definitely Popeye's. Definitely the Popeye sandwich, man. That spicy joint with that little sauce they put on it, bro. Man, crazy.
yes, indeed. And crazy. Also, Popeye's trying to get some lemonade now. So you know, instead they got lemonade and like trying to do Chick-fil-A. Hey, Popeye's are trying to really be the black version of Chick-fil-A.
Right. It's trying to get in where they fit in, man. You know what I'm saying? I just hope now with Popeye's, you know, a lot of these locations here, It's been drive-through only. So I hope the inside is open back up now, because those drive-through lines.
Those lines are ugly, bro. Around, yeah, same here. The lines are terrible. Stupid.
Yeah. Like any time of the day, no matter what time it is, the lines are wrapped around the building, man. So I hope they back to, you know, regular business hours, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
And we got this, JC. Black Hair Matters. We got Olympic Swim Committee denies approval of swim cap brand design for natural and afroed hair.
They don't want to let us be great. You know what I'm saying? For real. I saw that story. You know, man, speaking of Olympics, man, what are your thoughts on Shikari?
I mean, rules are the rules, but that reporter should be reprimanded for telling her mama died. Because unfortunately, you and I both lost our mothers. Our mothers are gone. I went to really got me a bottle, try to cope in that moment, you know? So she was told after a race. I was told in the, while I was driving. And I know how I felt. I couldn't hardly drive anymore. And I drive pretty fast. So there should be some type of, hey, the circumstances say, hey, look, the reporter should be reprimanded. And she had a reaction because she has took some traumatic news and changed her life the rest of her life. Like, we both know how empty it is to lose our mothers.
Yeah.
And in that moment, it hits you. Right. You can't really control your next move and think rationally.
Yeah, man. I know, like I said, I hate it happened to her, man. You know, like I said, I get rules of the rules. And I hate as far as opportunities she's going to miss out on, man. I mean, Nike is still rocking with her as far as sponsorship and all that. So she's not losing all of her money. But the fact of, you know, like this was prime set for her to, you know, be, you know, the
endorsements, commercial money. Yeah.
Right.
Parents money.
She was going to be, exactly. She's going to be the Olympic darling. You know what I'm saying? The star of the Olympics, you know, the Jackie Joyner Kersee, the Flo-Jo, the Gail Devers, the, what's my girl name with North Carolina? The one tested positive steroids. You know what I'm talking about.
I'm calling a blank too, bro. I got a blank with you.
I can see her face, man. But yeah, this
what's her name? Marion, whatever.
Marion Jones. Yeah.
He had to come back. Yeah.
This was like, you know what I'm saying? This was like that generation's, you know what I'm saying, track superstar, because we haven't had one in a minute.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we've had Allyson Felix and all that, but for somebody to really just take, like, to be the Michael Jordan of track, of women's track, like, this is prime set up for her. And, you know, she has to wait to the next Olympics. You know, she's still young enough, of course, but, like, I hate that she's going to miss her moment. That's the worst part. She's going to miss her moment, man, to really, really, you know, to be that chick, like she says she is, man. So, you know, that's tough, bro. But yeah, man, like, you know, like, if you're on the Olympic board, I know the rules are the rules, man, but I wish they would take that into special consideration, man, and just realize, hey, it's not performance-enhancing drugs. Hell, like I said, anybody smoking weed as fast as she is, hell, deserves two medals.
Yes.
If you ask me, man. Yeah. So, it is what it is, though, man.
Pennsylvania police, JC, remove group performing an exorcism on dead trees in Home Depot lumber aisle.
People are weird, man. Like, I don't know how else you can describe it, man. People are just weird. Like, you got people. People are going to be people. People are going to be people. And, like, the more stories you hear like this, it makes you numb. Because, like, you hear such crazy, bizarre things or see such crazy, bizarre things every day, man. But yeah, I would be tripping if I'm walking in the Home Depot and I see something like that also, man. Yeah, that speaking of moments, that had to be a moment to see somebody do all that, man.
JC, this is going back to your roots, man. Two Texas customers arrested after allegedly pulling a gun on McDonald's employees after arguing about salt on fries in Houston.
Bro, hey, man, shout out to the H, you know what I'm saying? H-Town, gang, but yeah, I'm telling you, dog, the fries, like, it has to be light salt. Because, hey, man, McDonald's be trying to get your ass high blood pressure.
High cholesterol, you know, diabetes.
High cholesterol, all that, man. They're going to make your sodium go up. They put too much damn sauce. But, like, you have to tell them. You know, you got to tell them, man, when you order, man, light salt. You know what I'm saying? And somebody told me something else that you're supposed to say to make sure you get a hot, fresh fries, man. But
no salt works too. I'll do no salt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you say no salt, you're guaranteed to get hot fries. It's not sitting there in that basket. Say no salt.
That's what it was.
You're going to get, they got to give you, they're going to pull it out first, okay, the no salt. So no salt guarantees you hot fries.
Okay, that's what it was, yeah. So, yeah, man, but nice serious, bro. Definitely, man. I can see how people want to scrap over that, man, because McDonald's trying to put you in the hospital with that salt, man. The fries are good, but I ain't trying to go to the hospital for them.
No doubt. We got five more to go, JC. Five more to go here. Sounds about white. California high school baseball team stripped of title after throwing tortillas at opposing Latino players.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And like I said, my thing, that sounds about white, hell, but my thing is, where are the leaders, the coaches, you know what I'm saying, the grown men? You know what I'm saying? Somebody would tell these kids, hey, no, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, where are they at? They probably throwing tostadas and tortillas also, hell. Yeah, like I said, right. It all goes back to entitlement. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yes. And this is our last Florida story for the day. Florida woman named Booze, JC, arrested for drunk driving to crash into a Taco Bell front door first.
Hey, man, she made a run for the border, literally.
Yeah, and she black with the first name Booze.
Hey, man, like I said, I ain't surprised. Nothing, with the Boss Bear report, nothing surprised me anymore, man, over the years, dog. But, yeah, man. Hey, Taco Bell, late nights. I've seen some wild stuff at Taco Bell before on a late night, man. But, yeah, she was trying to get them, you know, them party packs, man. The soft tacos, man. You know, the chalupas. You know,
the Crunch Wrap Supremes.
Yeah. You know, Taco Bell is good maybe like on a drunken night or just one time a month. You cannot eat Taco Bell, you know, multiple times.
Flaming Crystal, too.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm
you
with
go to the bathroom, I eat that. It's good to soak up the liquor.
Exactly. Once a month, late night coming home from the club or whatever. But yeah, but as far as dinner, nah, you ain't. Your mind shouldn't be like, damn, I'm gonna go to Taco Bell get some dinner or get something to eat. Nah, exactly. It has to be a drunken night. Yeah,
exactly. We got this adjudication jubilee. Viral racist white man in New Jersey arrested after 100+ black folks got outside of his home to cheer after he dared him to come to his home. You saw that story, Bobby, didn't you, JC?
Yeah, I saw the story. And shout out to all the people that pulled up, you know what I'm saying, to that man's home. Like, they'll learn today. They gonna learn today, man. If you mess with us, if you mess with one of us, now, yes, in this climate of social media and everything, if you mess with one of us, trust and believe, we coming. And that's the way it should have always been. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, kudos to everybody that pulled up, you know what I'm saying, to mock him, you know, when the cops took him away. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where it takes. That's where it takes to weed out all the Karens, the Kevins. You know what I'm saying? That's where it takes, man. Because they're going to learn today. That day's over with. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That day's over with. You think you can just say whatever you want to say to us? With no repercussion? Nah, fam. That day's over.
No doubt. We got two more to go. First one being Juvenile, Mia X, and Manny Fresh connect for Vax That Thing Up to push that black dating by getting vaccinated on the app BLK.
Yeah, I saw that, man. Okay. I hate it, and I love it at the same time. I hate it that they messed up my childhood.
Yes, you know 98, 99.
Right. You know, because that video, that song holds a special place.
Yes.
In a lot of young black folks' heart like mine. But so I hate they messed it up, but at the same time, that's creative as hell, man. Like, you gotta give it to BLK for thinking of that. You know, it's corny, but at the same time, it's dope that they were able to kind of put that together.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because, like, but and like I said, it's, you know, any publicity is good publicity. And this is going to drive folks to the dating site, you know, in record highs, and like it's a good look. I mean, it's a good look as far as, you know, they're you know, social media following and people jumping on the app and all that good stuff. So I ain't mad at them for that, but I hate they messed up my childhood, man.
Yes, I remember in sixth grade listening to that song. I remember.
Right.
I remember the 98, 99, 2000 when that cast was No Limit. I remember those days. I had my chains that I bought at the mall representing my set. Now, I was No Limit back in the day. I was No Limit back in the day.
Bro, yeah, man. You know, we was heavy on No Limit. Man, Cash Money. I remember, like, summer of 99. You couldn't go nowhere, you know, in the city, you know, without hearing on the radio. You're going to hear Back That Thing Up the whole summer. And you're going to hear
Bling Bling.
Yep.
Make them say,
I was in the radio. And I'm going to tell you another one, too. Wanna be a baller.
Shot caller, 20 is bang on them baller. Caller, get laid tonight.
Those three songs, man, they made the summer of 99, man. You weren't going nowhere. In the streets or in the club without hearing that song, those three songs, man.
It can't forget Time to Go to Trial was in there somewhere now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somewhere Trial Time was somewhere in that.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I was bumping that the other day. Yeah.
The last story, JC, I say the last, I want to have some discussion about this because it's very important to what you both do. So here we go. Saltine. Rachel Nichols caught in 4K complaining about Maria Taylor leaked comments about getting the NBA Finals gig due to the diversity pressure at ESPN. And then she gave a little lame apology in which those two Sambos, Kendrick Perkins and Richard Jefferson up there, co-signing it with her. They always find two to put us on the plot to coddle or codify racial and racially toned words, and you've used us to kind of tamp it down, like it's, or put us down, it's okay. But yeah, what's your thoughts about Rachel Nichols being a fake ally? Called Sam Rachel got the job because of diversity, and she actually wasn't deserving of the job. And JC, what's funny is if the series goes past July 20th, Rachel's on the contract for that game seven. If it goes to a game seven, the contract ends July 20th. So what are your thoughts on that whole messy situation ESPN up there?
Bro, Rachel should have been talking shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, Rachel was wrong, but I don't blame Rachel. You know who I blame? ESPN.
Oh, cool, yeah.
ESPN has been, you know, notoriously known, you know what I'm saying, throughout their years, you know, as far as their, you know, diversity rate, you know what I'm saying, as far as the atmosphere, you know, there, you know, as a whole, you know, for minorities working at ESPN, especially, you know, African-Americans, man, you know what I'm saying? So Rachel was just saying what I believe a lot of them say, you know, in private.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You know, it's just the fact of, you
know, she got called,
she got called, you know, with the Zoom recording or whatever, you know? But I think as far as the punishment, you know, I don't think Rachel should lose a job. Because like I said, everybody, they all think like that. You know what I'm saying? But as far as I like the fact that they did put Malika Andrews, you know, as a sideline reporter on the finals, whatever. And I love Maria Taylor. And I think Maria Taylor deserves every penny and then some. You know what I'm saying? She said she wants Stephen A. Smith money. She turned down the $5 million. That ESPN is trying to give her. You know what I'm saying? She wants the $8 to $10 million that Stephen A's getting. And if ESPN don't give it to her, you best believe somebody else will, another network will, because Maria Taylor knows she's the hottest thing going right now, and she has leverage with this situation that's going on. She has all the leverage in the world, man. You know what I'm saying? So my hat's off to her. She's playing the game. She's going to get her money. If she don't get it from ESPN, Fox Sports, or whatever other network out there.
Amazon, NBC.
Dude, they're going to be backing up the truck. Could you imagine Maria Taylor on NBC Sunday Night Football?
You know, it'll be great.
In my mind, like, I think she should be replacing Michelle Tafoya. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But, somebody's going to give her that money. She's going to get Stephen A. money.
Yes. And see, Rachel Nichols, in my opinion, JC, is this, man. Look, this is why I don't buy allyship very much, because as you said, in private, I know what you're probably saying behind my back. You know what I'm saying? And that's why, you know, I always say that, hey, I don't get too much in white liberals and white conservatives because my thing is white, you know? And I'm with you until it affects my pockets or my status.
Exactly, exactly. At the end of the day, they all, yeah, allies, all that sounds cool. But when they're threatened, or their job, or their money, or their status is threatened, sounds about white.
Yes. And Adam Middleton, LeBron James' PR dude, LeBron ain't ever talking to him. I'm exhausted. It's Me Too and Black Lives Matter stuff.
LeBron should have had a public statement already made.
But he ain't going to do it. Rachel Nichols is part of his media ecosystem.
Right.
To push
his
narrative.
Yeah.
Rachel, Winhurst, yeah. LeBron, he has all these people in the media who carry water for him. Chris Haynes.
Exactly. Yeah. LeBron, his company, his people, Maverick Carter, all of them, man, they should have definitely had a statement out saying they're not rocking with dude no more. You know what I'm saying?
If somebody else would say something.
Right. Right.
You know,
yeah, man.
That's why I'm looking at him like, yeah. Right. Not
I feel
the Skip Bayless get on you too much, LeBron, yeah, but on this he was right about you. Why are you so silent?
Because
if it was somebody else, you would have been talking.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly. Because he's been out in the forefront. He's put his foot in his mouth a lot of times, but this is, you know, in your own backyard.
Rachel and Adam, his people.
He ain't got nothing to say. Yeah.
And then look here. Adam is getting paid by LeBron, but he's still saying he's knowing that LeBron is all for this.
Right.
But it don't mind. They can take loans, taking out dollars and stuff. It's like, whatever. It's just part of my job. But it's the same thing we do, JC. We like, okay, I don't agree with you, but I'm going to take your money.
Right, exactly. And so, maybe LeBron don't want to say nothing because Space Jam coming out. You know what I'm saying? He don't want no bad pub on his end because Space Jam coming out.
No doubt. JC, brother, thank you for your time. That's always my brother. You know, we'll do this again next week, my guy. And, man, hold it down in Memphis, my guy.
For sure. For sure, man. Definitely, man. Man, hey, appreciate you, boss. Like I said, I always, you know, enjoy jumping on Wish whenever I can, dog. You know, man, great stories as always. My guy.
No doubt, folks. My man, JC Smith, check his podcast out. This was AF Podcast. Check it out. Facebook, StreamYard, YouTube, everywhere. Holler at my man, JC Smith. That's my guy, one of my dudes. Bro, I'll holler at you, bro.
All right, boss.
No doubt.
All right.